One of the greatest frustrations since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico has been the inability of loved ones here on the mainland to contact their relatives on the island. WGCU's Quincy Walters spoke to people in Southwest Florida trying to get in touch.
Puerto Ricans in Southwest Florida describe the helpless feeling of being safe on the mainland and not being able to contact their relatives on the island.
Desperation.
Painful. It's not easy to deal with the situation.
Reverend Israel Suarez lives in Cape Coral, but is originally from Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. He visited the island recently and left a day before Hurricane Maria hit, after going to a funeral for his 100-year-old mom. Since then, he hasn't heard from his sister, three brothers, or the rest of his family.
It's painful when you can't get in touch with the people that you love so much, so yeah, it's painful.
He says while he was there, he saw some damage from Irma, which brushed by the island just a few weeks ago. Puerto Rico still looked beautiful to him. Now, after Maria, he's not so sure.
It's a different Puerto Rico. It's not the island that you see it before.
David Acevedo is originally from Atillo, Puerto Rico, and he lives in Cape Coral now. He's been able to check in on his family, but not directly. A family friend in Puerto Rico found a phone signal in San Juan and drove an hour to check on Acevedo's parents.
My friend who visited them only said that they're fine, but details on their exact well-being, I don't have that much at all, really.
Acevedo says he wishes he could speak to his parents directly. He says his dad has a medical condition that requires electricity, something most of the island does not have. The mayor of San Juan says it could take up to 6 months to restore power. Acevedo says while the infrastructure and landscape of Puerto Rico may be damaged, one thing remains intact.
It's just us, the people, Puerto Ricans. We're going to get up and we're going to rebuild.
Quincy Walters, WGCU News.